I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
자, 에브리원 gives his opinion. Krishna also says opinion. So, whose opinion we shall accept? If we take votes, whose opinion we shall accept? Krishna says, Matama Mama, this is my opinion. Knowledge means to understand the owner of the body and the body. The body and the owner body, not the same thing. Just like the owner of the house and the house. They are not the same thing. And knowledge means one should know what is this house and who is the owner. That is knowledge. But they are mixing. At the modern age, they are mixing the owner of the house and the house. Mixing together. And this is ignorance. We are identifying this body as self. The self is the owner of the body. And the body is defined. Body is made of matter. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. This is the combination of the body. And the soul is different. Soul is governing the body, utilizing the body, working on the body. Therefore, it is, in the beginning, it is said, idam shariram kauntiya chetra iti abhidhiyate. This body is chetra, field of activity. Just like we are in Bombay, everyone is busy, actively. So Bombay is the field of activity. You are not Bombay. If one identifies himself with this Bombay city, I am Bombay. This is foolishness. Bombay city is different from me, but I am working in Bombay city in different capacity. This is knowledge. Just try to understand that people are identifying that I am Bombay. This is not good. Khetragam chapi manaviddhi sarva khetri subharat. Khetra khetra gayam jnanam. Jat jnanam, khetra khetra, tat jnanam madam. People are very much proud of their knowledge. But Krishna says that knowledge means khetra khetra gayo jnana. Knowledge means to know the field and the actual proprietor of the field. Khetra khetra gayo jnana, jat jnana. That knowledge is real knowledge. Matama Mama. Krishna is giving his opinion. Now, clear it. If we identify the Khetra and the Khetragan two mixed up, that is ignorance, that is not knowledge. Let us try to understand. People are under the impression that I am this body. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. Then he says, Khetragyam cha pi mang vidhi. Yesterday we discussed the first verse that idam shariram kaunteya chetragya iti abhidhiyate chetra iti abhidhiyate. This body is the field of activities. Idam shariram kaunteya chetram iti abhidhiyate etad jabbetti. And one who knows this, etat jabetti tang prahu chetraka iti tad vidha. One who knows perfectly that I am the proprietor of this body, I am utilizing this body for my purpose. The body is made of matter and I am a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. This is perfect. And one who foolishly identifies that I am this body, I am this head, I am this leg, I am this blood, I am this tooth, he is not in knowledge. A combination of blood, stool, urine, muscle, bones, does it mean a spirit soul? Can you do it? There are many philosophers. They say that the combination of these bones, muscles, or the material things produces the living energy. But why don't you do it? There are so many opportunities, so much opportunity that you can get blood also, bone also, and flesh also, urine also, stool also. Why don't you manufacture a body? No, it is not possible. These material things grow on the spirit soul. When the spirit soul takes shelter into the womb of a particular mother, then these things grow. Seed is the spirit soul. Just like a seed of a big banyan tree, you put within the earth and take care, put water, it will grow a very big tree with thousands and millions of figs, and in each figs thousands and millions of seed, and each seed containing another tree. This is creation of God. So, matter does not produce living force. The living entity produces matter. This is the philosophy. Matter is their opinion. The Buddha philosophy, Jain philosophy, they do not believe in the existence of God as the origin. But this matter, when combined together, it produces a living force. But that is not the thing. Living force or the living entity produces matter. Try to understand. Matter does not produce living entity. That is not fact. The living entity produces matter. Therefore, this giant, similarly, the supreme living entity, Vishnu, he has produced this gigantic material, cosmic manifestation. He is the root. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matas sarvam pravartate इति मत्या भजन्ति मां बुधा भाव समन्विता. बुधा, दोज हु आर इंटेलिजेंट क्लास. बुधा मीन्स इंटेलिजेंट क्लास, नॉट फूलिश क्लास. दे नो बुधा भाव समन्विता. और दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड. दैट इज नियर नॉलेज. बुधा भाव समन्विता. मयाध्यक्षेण प्रकृति श्रुयते स चराचरम. मयाध्यक्षेण, जैसे लाइक वन मैन कंस्ट्रक्ट्स ए वेरी बिग स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग. सो द स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग हैज नॉट प्रोड्यूस दैट मैन, द मैन इज प्रोड्यूसिंग द स्काईस्क्रैपर. और द मैन इज वेरी स्मॉल in the measurement, comparison of the skyscraper. The skyscraper is very gigantic. But one who knows, when the proprietor goes, who has constructed, they say, here is the man who has constructed. Constructed means by his money or by his energy. He has not constructed with his hand, but he has spent money and many other people employed, they have constructed. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation is the main productive origin, source is God, is Krishna. And by his different energies, the cosmic manifestation is coming into existence. That is that information we get from the Vedas. पराशक्ति विविध श्रीयते स्वाभाविक ज्ञान बल क्रिया च नतस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते नतस्य समा अधिकश्च दृश्यते. दीज आर दी इन्फॉर्मेशन फ्रॉम वेदास उपनिषद. नतस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते. गॉड, we cannot believe Krishna as God because he comes as human being. So we cannot accommodate in our teeny brain that how this small boy has created this. This mihanti jatra suraya, just like Brahma, when Krishna was here in Vrindavan, Brahma doubted. How is that? My Lord, my Master Krishna is in Vrindavan, is playing with these cowherd's boys. How it is possible? So he played a trick. He took away all the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. And Krishna expanded himself again. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhi Stabhijja Eva Nija Ruputaya Kalabhi. There is Krishna. He expanded immediately because these cowherd boys and calves and cows are stolen by Brahma. How he go alone in Vrindavan village? How the mothers of the cowherd boys will think? Therefore, he did not disclose anything even to Balaram. He simply expanded himself and so many cows, calves and cowherd boys entered Vrindavan. You have read this in Krishna book. That is Krishna. Eka Bahushyam. He can expand himself in so many forms also. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusam Namajo Vanancha. He can expand. That is Krishna. We are also expansion of Krishna. Just like Krishna expanded himself, cowherd boy, calves and cows and everything. Similarly, that is his personal energy, internal energy. Similarly, there is external energy. External energy is this material world. That is also Krishna's energy. That is not different from Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khanga mano buddhi. Ahankara ityam me bhinna me pakiti astadha. These eight kinds of material energy, their mind, may, he said may. He has expanded himself by his energy. Therefore, one who knows Krishna, one who knows the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, as Krishna is accepted by Arjuna, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, one who knows, he is called Buddha, a man in knowledge. So that knowledge, Krishna is himself giving us, that this body is also my energy, and the living entity within the body, that is also my energy, prakriti. Aparayam itastu bhinname prakriti, aparayam itastu vidhi prakritim para, para prakriti, jiva bhuta. So we should try to understand this is knowledge, that I am not this body. I am also Krishna's energy, expansion of Krishna's energy, but I am superior energy. Aparam itasu vidhi me prakritim para. Apara, this is, this material energy is apara, inferior quality. Why it is inferior? Jiva bhuta mahabaho jayidam dharjate jagat. The jiva bhuta, the living entity, that is controlling over this material energy. It's like we are building, skyscraper building. With this skyscraper building, they are not coming out itself. The earth is there, the water is there, the brick is there, everything, but they are not coming out itself. The jiva bhuta maham, jayidam dhar. Because they are touching, they are creating with their brain, therefore it is coming out into shape. Otherwise it is not possible. This is knowledge. So, now there are two proprietors of the. One is, just like, suppose I am in this room. So, proprietor, not occupier. Occupier, there are two kinds of taxes, I do not know whether it is in Bombay. Owner's tax and occupier tax. Is it? Is there any two taxes? Municipal taxes in Calcutta, they have got like that. Owner tax and the occupier's tax. So actually that is the position. This room, the owner is different. owner is Mr. Mahadeviya. But we are occupier. Similarly, within this body, there is owner and the occupier. The owner is the Krishna. This body does not belong to me. I am simply occupier. According to my desire, according to my activities, just like occupier, he wants to rent some apartment, but according to his capacity, he will get an apartment. If he can pay 4,000 rent, he get good, nice apartment. But if he can pay 50 rupees, then he cannot get a nice apartment. This is an example. So occupier. But the owner is also owner of the 50 rupees worth apartment and the 4,000 worth apartment. Therefore Krishna is owner. Moktaram jagadavasam sarvalokamaisaram sridham sarvabhutanam sarvalokamaisaram. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna is the proprietor of everything. He is the owner. We are simply occupier. So, khetragna, just like I know about this apartment, where is this room, where is that room, where I have my WC, where is my kitchen, I know. Similarly, the proprietor also knows. It is not that the proprietor does not know. Khetragam chapi magniti. So similarly, this body, as I know, this is my hand, this is my leg, this is my head. Similarly, Krishna also knows. Krishna not only knows my hands, my legs, my head, but he knows everyone's heads, legs and everything. Therefore, he is called Super Soul. Khetragancha bhimang nidhi sarva khetre subhav. The landlord knows. There should be another apartment there, maybe in this building. But I do not know. But the proprietor of the building, he knows everything. I do not know how things are happening within my body, how I am eating, and they are being transformed into different secretion, energies, and distributed in different parts of the body. I do not know. I am simply eating. But Krishna knows. Krishna knows. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham vaishyanaro bhutya pachyami anna chaturvidam. Krishna is also helping you in digesting your food. That is also stated. Suppose your digestive power is not working, that means there is something defect, but it can be put into order by Krishna. If a man is dying, he can be saved by Krishna, not the physician, not the medicine, because Krishna knows everything. Khetragam chapi magmiddhi sarva khetri subhara. So even for maintaining your body, you have to take help of Krishna. You cannot independently maintain your body. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna says, Khetragam chapi magmiddhi sarva khetri subhara. You can take care of your body, but Krishna is taking care of everyone's body. Tadupekshitana. In the Bhagavad there is a verse that my dear Lord, Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, it is not that because one has got his parents, a child has got his parents, he will be protected. Balasya neha saranam pitaro nisinga. My dear Lord Nisinga, it is not that the shelter of a child is the parent. No. Similarly, shelter of a patient is not the physician or the medicine. The shelter of a drowning man is not the boat or the big sea. So we have manufactured so many shelter to take shelter of. Just like parent, a child is taking shelter of the parents. A diseased person is taking shelter of the physician. A drowning man is taking shelter of a boat. Prahlad Maharaj says, all these shelters are actually not shelter. The shelter is you, your lordship. If you neglect somebody, these shelters will not act. This will not give protection. Actually, tavat vibhutana vidhang tadupekshitanam. If you do not take care of a drowning man, the boat cannot save. If you do not take care of the child, in spite of presence of the parents, the child will not be properly raised. And if you do not take care of a patient, in spite of good physician and doctor, he'll die. This is it. Krishna is there within the body. Not only I am occupied, and Krishna is the owner. Khetragam chapi magmiddhi sarva khetri. He is the owner. I am proprietor of my body. You are proprietor of your body. But Krishna is the proprietor of my body, your body, and everyone's body. So in the same example, there's a landlord, the proprietor of all the houses here. But I am the occupier of this particular room only. I have nothing to do with others. Now, one should know khetra khetra ka jnana. This is knowledge. Who is making this sound? Stop it. Khetra khetra jnanam. One should know this soul, the super soul, this body. Similarly, one should know what is this material world, the creator and the occupier. We are living entities, we are simply occupier. But there is a creator, there is God, Krishna, and this material world is made of matter. This is knowledge. Not to mix up, where everything has come automatically. There is no God, there is no living entity, this matter is everything. These are nonsense. But this nonsense, so-called knowledge, nonsensical knowledge is going on. This is taken as knowledge. These so-called scientists, they have no information. They are tackling with matter. But they have no knowledge that there is a proprietor, there is an occupier. They do not know. They are like ordinary mason worker. They are building. They are understanding how the building is constructed. But the mason worker does not know who is the proprietor, who will be the occupier. That means less intelligent. But the intelligent person should know who has created this material world, this cosmic manifestation, why it is created, what is the relationship between the creator and the occupier, what are the ingredients, how it is created. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Without this knowledge, everyone is fool, less than. Therefore Krishna says, khetra khetra gaya jnanam, jat jnanam matam. That is knowledge. Don't be falsely proud of so-called knowledge. This is knowledge. Try to understand who is the creator of this universe, why it is created, who are the occupiers, why there are different occupiers, different types of occupiers, 8,400,000 of different forms of life, why are they occupying different forms, why not in the same form. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. But they do not know that there is an occupier, there is a proprietor, the occupier is changing room from this room to that room, or the soul is transmigrating from one body to another body, and the whole thing is controlled by the proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheswaram, the Krishna, the proprietor of all the planets, all the apartments, all the forms, everything. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Otherwise, one is in ignorance. There is no knowledge. However, he may be falsely proud that we are MSc, DSc, TSc. They are all nonsense. Because you do not know what is what. Who is the proprietor, who is the occupier? That is, you do not know. So, next part.
Takshetram yascha yadrikcha yadvikaryatascha yad sacha yo yad prabhavascha tatsamasena meshru.
Yeah. That's it.
Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are.
Just try to understand. The Krishna is explaining personally that jat khetram jatcha jadri. There are different types of khetra. 8,400,000 different types of the dog's body, the cat's body, the human body, the tree body, the fish body, the demigod body, the insect body, the bird's body. Why there are different? These are all khetra. Jat khetra. Jat cha jadri. Why? The Darwin has tried to explain in a very deceptive, wrong way, because he has no information of the kshetra and kshetraga. He is simply studying the kshetra, but he has no knowledge of the kshetraga. Two kinds of kshetraga means the individual living entity or the soul and the super soul Krishna. He has no knowledge. He is simply studying the superficial body. Therefore, His knowledge is imperfect, he cannot explain perfectly. He simply says something is missing, but it cannot be adjusted in that way. Here, as Krishna says, that tat khetram jacha. How that khetra is produced? Jacha, jadrik, jad vikari. How it is transforming? Jad vikari. Jatascha jat. Where from these things are coming? Where is the origin? Jatascha jat. Sacha jo jat prabhavascha. How one body is powerful than the other body? These things are there, but they cannot explain. Suppose the Darwin's theory says, from the monkey, the human body is coming. Why from the body of monkey, the human body is coming? What is the reason? That he cannot say. He is very faintly studying that from monkey, the human body is coming. Then why this change? That is explained here. Jadvikari. Why this change? Jadvikari. That will get from Krishna, not from the Dharin. Jadvikari. Why the monkey's body is changing into human body? Or the human body, why it is changing into animal body? That he does not know. He says, evolutionary theory, that it is being evolved. But it is not guaranteed that simply by gradual process of evolution you come to the human form of body. But human form body also can be changed. We have got many instances in this Shastra, just like Bharat Maharaj's body. The king's body, human body,